Gone are the fabled Labour conferences of yesteryear, with their booze-ups and factional brawls. Instead, today's national conference, the ALP's first as a party of government in 15 years, is being described as boring, not belligerent. A lot of work has gone on behind the scenes to make it so. The party machine has watered down motions disagreeing with government policy on protectionism in a low-carbon economy, and on the use of coercive powers in the Australian Building and Construction Commission. There's been furious agreement on almost everything. Chief political correspondent Lyndall Curtis has been at the conference all day. How have they managed to, how have they managed this conference, Lyndall?
Well, it's very much the conference of a modern political professional machine not wanting to air its dirty linen in public. In fact, they set up, along with the micromanagement that seems to be a watchword of this government, they set up a little troubleshooting unit headed by the Finance Minister, Lindsay Tanner, a man used to saying no to spot problematic amendments and twist arms before those amendments see the light of day. So it's been unity and discipline. Those of us who like a bit of spirited public debate with our democracy, we're probably always going to be disappointed by this conference. Senior members of the government really want the conference to be as boring as possible.
Well, it's not necessarily that we like a stout, is it? It might well be that we like to see arguments being aired in public.
Yes, and
policy arguments.
Yes, a good policy argument, a good thrashing out of the each side, so even that the public knows what the different sides are. But this really was, as I said, unity and discipline were the watchwords. The government wanted to be seen as rolling up its sleeves and getting on with the job with the support of its rank and file. Some of that had to do with the difficult economic times. The Prime Minister told the conference this morning that Australia isn't in recession, something he not remarkably put down to the result of government action. But Labor is still worried about job losses. The rising unemployment is still its biggest problem. The centrepiece of the Prime Minister's speech was that $90-odd million pledge to create 50,000 green jobs. There had been some talk there would be a push for the imposition of what are called green tariff barriers against countries who didn't sign up to lowering greenhouse gas emissions, but that was headed off before it got to the conference floor. Senior ministers believed that the fight against protectionism in the labour movement has been won at the conference. The Trade Minister, Simon Crean, did warn when he spoke on the conference floor that putting up green trade barriers would only invite retaliation.
We've just spoken in the introduction of this chapter as to how breaking down trade barriers has been to the benefit of this country. What we don't want to be doing, having put in all that good work over the past 20 years, is creating the environment for the establishment of a new set of trade barriers.
Simon Crean. Lyndall, this is, of course, the first national conference in government for 15 years. Any sign of jubilation?
Well, Labor's now in power federally and at the state and territory level almost across the board, except in Western Australia. But as I said, there was no over-the-top triumphalism today. There was no music, no videos lauding the Prime Minister, although Mr Rudd and the Deputy Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, did have a little bit of room for celebration.
Year after year, conference after conference, our resolutions progressively became essays in political futility and frustration. But less than 2 years ago, after 12 long years in the wilderness, our party and our movement prevailed.
Gone are the days when we came to rage against the injustices and inadequacies of a Conservative national government. Those dark days have been replaced by this opportunity to reflect on the achievements of a new government, a Labor government. We have completed the climb from the valleys of opposition to the summit of power. And delegates, doesn't it feel good?
Now, while the opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull thinks that Labor should be explaining to the public how it got the nation into deficit and debt, you won't be surprised that that really didn't get a mention today. The Prime Minister went through all the greatest hits of the Rudd government, action on environment, jobs, an apology to the Indigenous Australians. But he also reminded the delegates that Labor hasn't been the natural party of government, that really since Federation, Labor has only been in power for about a third of the time, and he set the goal of this government being one for the long term. while also Mr Rudd has taken up the cudgels in the last 6 months against what he calls neoliberalism and today railed against that free market fundamentalism. The former unionist, who's now a senator, Doug Cameron, reminded the delegates that that he perhaps had been a long and lonely fight that's only recently been joined.
Isn't it all great that we all now hate neoliberalism? We've got a joint ticket against neoliberalism, and I think it's fantastic. I actually don't feel alone anymore.
So that's George, Doug Cameron there. Lyndall Curtis, what about the one area where we might have expected some conflict in the construction industry, where the unionists might have been expected to put up a bit of a fight about the coercive powers of the Building and Construction Commission?
Well, we haven't seen a return of the union protests we saw against Julia Gillard not that long ago at the ACTU Congress. An amendment which was going to oppose the retention of those coercive powers has been watered down to something acceptable to all sides. Julia Gillard, who's the minister who's had to sell the decision to retain those coercive powers, says the amendment says that coercive powers shouldn't be a continuing feature of Labor politics, so enough wriggle room for her to be happy with that. Also watered down to what you might be able to call a white bread solution has been an amendment calling for the government not to accept the parallel importation of books. The resolution will now say that the Labor Party should study the report of the Productivity Commission, which recommended that. Although there was one MP, the Queensland backbencher Graham Perrott, who spoke out, and he told the conference that he believes the change recommended by the Productivity Commission should not happen.
We want to read our own stories, and we want those stories to be told by our own people. This is more than just putting in a couple of kangaroos. The Productivity Commission's role is important, but some things transcend what a first-year economics student could have written. I'm proud of my literary culture, Australia's literary culture, and we should not sacrifice it on the altar of dry economics. So I commend the chapter to the conference.
The Queensland backbencher Graham Perrott at the ALP National Conference. Our chief political correspondent, Lyndall Curtis, was our reporter there.